platform that reaches a tremendous amount of people and is technically proficient. The other ones, I love the other attempts, but they just can't, they don't appear like they can scale. This can scale, and so that's why tonight you have so many prominent conservatives on this. Everybody should get on Getter and follow this, because they're going to be live streaming the speech and analysis of the speech of some of the top thinkers around, and you're not going to have all the hate in the bots you've got over at Twitter. And this is why the left is going crazy right now. Stanford just put out a report trying to hit Getter, and they're trying to blow it up. But it's very, very important. I also think that we're in a stage of this. People talking impeachment of Biden and everything like that. I'm a big supporter of the president coming in and being the Speaker of the House for at least 100 days after we have this sweeping victory in 2022 to start a formal impeachment process on Biden with real facts and real receipts, because it's not going to start until that time. But I think something more importantly, or as importantly, has to be done right now. You've heard about these meetings President Trump's had with some of his former cabinet members up in Bedminster, but you've got Peter Navarro around, you got Steve Cortez around, you have other people. I think right now President Trump's got to be putting together more of a formal body, right, to work with him almost on a daily basis to start looking at and countering. We've got to stop this illegitimate regime from destroying the country as they spin out of control and, quite frankly, spin off the stage, because that's what's going to happen. They're spinning off the stage on multiple deep crises, invasion of the southern border, this economic plan, this embrace of modern monetary theory where they're trying to add $6 trillion of debt. And remember, the debt ceiling is going to be a firestorm back in September when they come back, just like right now the vaccines at the schools. We told you on August 15th there's going to be a firestorm. It's the reason we've got Dr. Malone in here today. So multiple things. But I do think we need, you know, the British call it a shadow government, right? A government kind of, that you have a government in the parliamentary system, you have a government there, you also have, and we're not a parliamentary system, but you have a government that's sitting there ready to jump in case elections called in 30 days. I think a more formal, and I think you're going to see this tonight, I think President Trump, they're already leaking in Daily Mail, he's sitting there going, you need leadership in the White House today. You need leadership. We've said for a long time, this is like the 1930s, and we are inexorably being drawn into a kinetic war, okay? The Chinese Communist Party is already at information and cyber war with us, or at economic war with us, and now as you see, they tighten their grip on the Eurasian landmass with their other criminal partners, the mullahs in Iran, now the Taliban, Turkey, Russia, Pakistan. You see them trying to control the Eurasian landmass, right? And now they got their eyes, the transnational criminal organization has their eyes on Taiwan.